20. Luke took a seat next to me without saying anything, but just gripping my hand. We have shared a look around us, and not only that board side was adjusting itself, but even the entire ship was renovating automatically, and little by little, it seemed that even we were making part of this innovation. In a way, the ship was following what was drawn on the table, and those of us who were inside felt a real change, even inside. We couldn't see what was happening outside, but from the shouting we could hear, we have perceived that the ship had taken the flight, and it was in the middle of a vortex, where all the new parts surrounded it, and little by little they replaced the old ones, and little by little the old ship became what I have drawn on the big sheet of paper. Who was on the beach, was staring that whirl was turning over their heads, and with careful, was watching that transformation. The wooden beams were taking flight, and without any efforts, they have replaced the old or those ruined wooden beams. Luke and I witnessed the part of the ship that had been torn apart, where a few wooden beams had been replaced with new ones without any help from anyone, and breathlessly I took his hand in mine, and when that part had been replaced, we shared a look while I asked him in a low tone, "What's going on?" I knew it was a useless question, and looking at me, Luke remained silent. The ship was still spinning in the vortex, and we noticed that all the pirates were on the beach with their faces to the sky. We saw Al, Gareth and Big Joe looking worried. They shouted something to us, but we could not hear them. We saw them for a few seconds, then the new wooden beams have covered our sight, and in a few of minutes, ever where we have a sit was slowly changing. The time to move in the wooden beam where Gareth had me sitting has disappeared. I shared a quick look with Luke, and he told, "Let's try to go on the deck," and so he took my hand. All the debris around were vanishing, and our walk towards the deck was easier, and only we have reached it, we have remained speechless. The ship was changing under our eyes, and that vortex was decreasing, and when one by one the sails have reached the ship, we have remained fascinated by that soft fluttering game have enveloped the whole ship, and when all the sails have placed their right placement, we have realized that all have been tightened by the only part of the ship that we haven't seen yet. We were on the deck, yes, but when the headsail was well set, we had difficulty seeing the bow. We were on the deck of the ship we knew, and what we saw was exactly the ship I had drawn on the sheet of paper. Our hearts were beating hard, and only when we had crossed the white headsail were we about to explode. We could not believe what we were looking at, the part that I had only imagined was in front of me, but with some changes in better. The bowsprit was built in steel, and for what we could see, it was the most robust bowsprit that we had seen. Only when we were together again did we look at each other and smile. We were the only ones on that floating ship, and the vortex, yes, it was dissipating, but we were still surrounded by a blurry cloud, and the pirates on the beach could only see a pale shadow of that ship. But when Al noticed the descent, he warned everyone. Those pirates had seen our descent into the roadstead as something of a miracle. Luke embraced me on the castle of the ship as the white sails fluttered and their rustle seemed to announce the arrival of a new pirate ship on this coast. All the pirates have reached the ship swimming, and once on board, have admired all the work that they had started, and immediately all went to see that steel bowsprit that in the descent had blinded everyone with its sparkling. Al, Big Joe and Gareth reached us and asked if we were all right, looking around in wonder, how did this happen?